Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball four. Donaldson moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Martin reaches second base with a double. Monday throws the ball into Donaldson, who relays the ball to Green, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward scores. Hansen goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cater hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campaneris strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-2 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards third. Ken Worthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Jim King. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hansen bunts towards third. Green juggles the ball. That's an error on Green. Buford moves to third. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. There goes Hansen trying to get to third. Hershberger throws the ball into Green, who tags Hansen for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Kenworthy reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Wood reaches second base with a double. Kenworthy scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Ken Berry now playing right field. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field. Agee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agee. Donaldson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roof for the out. Monday moves to second. Two outs. Alan Lewis pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Alan Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.